Now, development levies are to be abolished, it seems, for a temporary period under plans to be considered by the Cabinet today. The levy contributes towards the provision of public infrastructure to facilitate the construction of homes. Let's talk to Tommy Mescal now of our political staff. Tommy, these plans actually to be considered by party leaders in the coalition today and then by the Cabinet tomorrow. What's involved?
Yeah, these are one of three potentially significant policy changes being proposed by the Department of Housing and to go to Cabinet tomorrow morning. The abolishment of the development levy, that could potentially save thousands of euro per house. It depends on where the construction takes place. But these development levies are determined by individual local authorities. Dublin City Council, for example, charges around 114 euro per square metre. And then the charge contributes towards the provision of local services like water and roads to facilitate the construction of homes. This, alongside other interventions signalled over the weekend to increase and expand grants, for example, available for vacant and derelict homes, and also plans to subvent the construction of cost rental property by potentially up to 150,000 euro per development. These are all, as I say, due to go before Cabinet tomorrow and would amount to significant policy changes, I think.
And when would they take effect?
I think the ambition is that they could potentially take effect very quickly. These measures don't require legislative change, as I understand, but will require a degree of consultation between the Department of Housing and different agencies. In relation to the expansion of that vacancy and dereliction grant, the hope would be that that could take effect maybe from next month. And then in relation to the subvention of cost rental schemes, it's hoped that projects that commence after Cabinet's decision tomorrow, and we expect these measures to be approved tomorrow, that projects that commence after that point could avail of the new subvention to bring down the cost of construction.
We hope to talk to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty presently, but has there been reaction to these proposals?
I think a lukewarm reception is probably fair to describe it as such. Sinn Féin, for its part, I think, is making the general point that they would see these changes as tinkering around the edges, if you like, and not enough to end the housing crisis. Keane O'Callaghan, housing spokesperson with the Social Democrats, saying that these changes are only possible due to a significant underspend in the Department of Housing in recent years. We know that to be around 1 billion euro in the last 2 to 3 years. And he says that it's in that context of that failure to spend its full allocations that the Department of Housing is able to announce these measures. He would also make the point, though, in relation to the possible subvention of cost rental accommodation, where developers could potentially receive a subvention of up to 150,000 euro, he would like to see assurances that those developments would remain cost rental and that you couldn't have a situation where a developer could avail of that significant grant and then, in a couple of years to come, return it to normal market rates or indeed sell it on.